104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:04. We're going to top out at 91 today. It is 59 right now. So, we don't have anything to give away today. We don't even have a vault number to give out.
Nope.
It's kind of weird.
I know.
But it's also kind of nice.
Well, we would have forgot anyway.
I know people like winning stuff, but it's kind of nice to not have a ton of crap going on that we have to remember.
I know. Because we don't remember. We have the worst memory of anybody I know. I think it's because you have real ADD. And I have
the real kind. You have the fake kind.
I have the kind. Well, you're diagnosed. I am not diagnosed. Right. I am self-diagnosed ADD. So that's part of the problem.
So it was, not that it's the saddest thing ever, because it's not like he didn't live a good full life, but Neil Armstrong passed away over the weekend at the age of 82.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, he and NASA always claimed that, oh no, it's one small step for a man. No, I didn't hear a man in there. I just heard for man.
I don't
try think to claim
so.
That the static was in there, but anyway,
I don't think so. But I like it better this way.
It
I don't
sounds
think it
better that
would
way.
Would have been
yeah.
right if it would have had a man.
Sometimes accidents are better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really think so. On the other hand, Neil Young is alive and well and was never an astronaut.
Holy moly!
Just in case you saw the NBC.com error over
Oops.
The weekend. You can see a screenshot of it at hot1047.com. It says astronaut Neil Young dies. Yeah. No, he's a singer, musician, guy, thingamajigger.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that they would screw that part up.
I know.
That'd be something that
was an intern working over the weekend.
That could have been.
Oh, yeah. Neil Young. He walked on the moon, didn't he?
Probably some 18-year-old.
Yeah. Snooki had her baby. That's another big story.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenzo Dominic Laval.
Lorenzo.
Okay.
I don't know why he'd pick that name exactly.
Another sad thing over the weekend. The voice of the Count passed away from Sesame Street.
One cute little woolly sheep jumping the fence. Two cute little sheep jumping the fence.
Yeah, the Count.
Count.
Yeah.
When I'm alone, I f*** myself. I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop.
That's unnecessary beeping.
That is unnecessary beeping. For real.
It's a video on YouTube that I found.
Did you hear the rumor that Bill Nye the Science Guy passed away as well? That was like going all over the internet as well.
Yeah.
He did not die.
Okay, good. Public officials in Texas are asking people to stop calling 911 over mosquito bites.
What? Excuse me?
They've had an outbreak of West Nile virus there, which is serious, but people are calling 911 as soon as they get bit without any symptoms of an illness. Yeah.
Okay. Why would you call 911? Why wouldn't you just go to the doctor?
Well, and doctors can't do anything to determine whether a bite is an infected mosquito until the other symptoms show up anyway. So
yeah.
Wait till you get sick.
That's kind of silly.
I know you're paranoid, but just
weird.
Just calm down and just call 911. Do you have an emergency? Yes, I got bit by a mosquito.
If you're going to call 911 because you got bit by a mosquito, it better be a really big mosquito.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of 911, there was a guy who was calling 911 repeatedly asking for female cops to come over and have some bow chicka wow wow.
What? Oh, boy.
Eventually, they did come.
Yeah, to arrest him.
Yeah, for misuse of 911. I'm guessing they sent all male cops anyway.
I would hope so.
The biggest, burliest ones they had on the force.
Yeah.
I would hope. Yeah. Guess what state it happened in?
Florida!
Yeah! Congratulations, you win nothing. News is next. Hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:22. Going to top out at 91 today. Are you going to be okay over there? Are you all right?
I was reading through August 911.
Yeah.
And on August 23rd, there was a caller says her husband left her at a gas station not knowing she had gotten out of the car.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
But why would she call 911?
I have no idea. Well, people are calling 911 in Texas about mosquito bites.
I mean, why wouldn't you call your husband? Hey, idiot, you left me at the gas station.
Well, not everybody has a cell phone.
Okay, but still.
Or doesn't have one on them. As I left mine at a friend's house the other day.
Wouldn't you look in the vehicle and not notice that, hey, your wife's not in the vehicle and I'm driving down the road.
That's why I said that's what she thinks.
Yeah.
He forgot her. I don't think he forgot. How about a 4.7? Hello.
Yeah. I was just calling to let you guys know. I had been listening to the radio this weekend and heard Mel's thing about the cows.
Yeah.
And I was on Twitter. And about 2 days ago, they had on Twitter that there was a cow loose on North Marion Road.
Nice. Wasn't it? Was it Marion Road in that?
No, that was 60th Street North.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was 2 days ago on Twitter, the Argus Leader 911 had cow loose on North Marion Road.
It happens more often than we think.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I would let you guys know.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, Argus 911 is the best local follow on Twitter.
It is.
It really is.
I love it.
It's just amusing.
Well, it's amusing. And plus, it keeps me up to date with everything that's going on traffic-wise and stuff like that. But it is definitely... you never know what you're going to read on there.
Remember the Reading Rainbow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally remember the
it's
Reading Rainbow.
It's gotten the remix treatment.
The theme song?
Yes. With DMX.
What?
Yeah.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on!
Take a look in a book.
My
Reading Rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Yeah, DMX and Reading Rainbow.
I think this is a game?
Yeah. There's more of it, but even the edited version is too dirty to play.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so now I'm ready to debunk the myth about your body hair.
Okay. Why do we have to talk about my body hair?
Well, it's not yours specifically. Oh. Remember, we've had this conversation before.
That's
when
right.
I say your body hair, I don't mean just you.
Yes. Got it.
Because you're not the only one listening to me right now. There's at least four other people.
No, there's 12.
Okay, whatever. So a lot of, and plus this is more of a guy thing. Guys are very worried that if they, you know, shave hair like maybe on their back or anywhere for that matter, that it will come back faster, thicker, blacker, whatever.
That's what they say.
Well, you can make yourself as hairless as you want. It does not grow back thicker, darker, or coarser.
Really?
It just seems coarser because you shaved it, and when it gets
prickly.
Longer, it's softer.
Right.
When it's super short,
it's prickly. Yeah. Oh.
And the hair just seems darker because you're seeing it against your skin instead of against other hair.
Oh, okay.
And the hair always seems thicker because, well, that's just your imagination.
Okay.
Shaving does not stimulate hair follicles or anything like that. And by the way, goosebumps also don't make your hair grow.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know about that
The
one.
Hair is not actually growing. It might push them out.
I think
out.
It pushes it up. It makes
That's
it
That's entirely possible, but it's not actually growing. So if you get like super cold, like for an entire day, it's not like you're going to grow a half inch of hair on your body.
That would be a lot.
If you have recent stubble, sure, it might push it to the surface.
Yes.
But it's not actually growing.
See, I think that was a whole wives' tale about the darker and thicker and stuff like that from your mom. So you wouldn't want to shave your
legs.
I don't
remember. Oh, that could be.
Yeah, because...
But from a guy's perspective, it was more of a... When you're, you know, in high school, it's like, let's shave as often as possible so I can start growing a cool mustache.
No.
And...
Not cool.
It was still cool to be able, not having one was cool, but being able to.
Being able to, yes.
Yeah, because every guy in my class growing up, they all got the mustache first, which is very thin, feeble, and pathetic looking.
Blech.
Not me. No, that was the last place where I grew hair on my face. It started on my neck.
Weird.
I had this thick, black, furry hair on my neck. And now it's the thickest part of my facial hair and the bane of my existence. Enjoy not having to shave while you can.
I know, boys. Right? And girls.
Seriously.
Quincy wants to shave her legs so bad, and she's 10. And she, granted, she's got some hairy legs, but it's the blonde color. I mean, every kid has it at that age.
Yeah.
And she is insistent that she should shave her legs.
What is the... See, with boys, it's easy. When you start looking ridiculous, that's when you start shaving your face.
Right. I don't know. I think I want to say 12 is when maybe I started shaving. Whenever I really got big into, like, cheerleading, because I was wearing a skirt all the time, so you kind of needed to shave.
I don't know. I always liked the maybe hairy cheerleaders.
13. Ooh, yeah. Because that's hot.
It was kind of... Oh, it wasn't necessarily hot. It was just interesting. It's like, check out the cheerleader with the hairy legs over there.
No.
She looks like my dad. It's 728, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 743. We're going to top out at 91 today, 58 right now. I am winning in the drinks this week.
We just started.
Yeah, I know, but hey, last week I had a resounding loss.
Yeah, you did.
Right now, you've got two. I have none.
Well, the week just started.
But that's two drinks. You got one for being 5 minutes late and one for trying to edit the dirt while you're
reading the dirt.
Yeah, I got a text that says I think Andy should read the dirt.
Whatever, go ahead.
Mel does just fine so long as she doesn't edit it while she's reading
it. Yeah, that's my problem.
You should edit it before you read it.
I know.
Anyway.
Sometimes stupid stuff slips
it's
through.
It's too bad we don't have any rules to take away a drink because you deserve one for this.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, because I found this?
You found this. This is so fun. it is a list of 15 clever Wi-Fi names. And I never thought to... I just got a new router this weekend for my house because my old one was just crapping out. The signal was weak and terrible. So I got a new one. And the... People name their Wi-Fi routers or the networks, like when you're trying to get on Wi-Fi with your phone or your laptop or whatever, you'll see the name of it. And like mine is very boring. I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm just going to say it's a boring one. This is this is a list of very, very fun Wi-Fi names. Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi. the promised land.
And it's
land.
Yo, not you. Yo.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi.
I know, I was just being specific.
The Promised LAN.
LAN.
Local Area Network. Drop It Like It's Hotspot.
I like that one.
Party, Saturday night, apartment 434.
BYOB.
Yeah. Oh, BYOB was in it too?
No.
Oh.
That's what I was adding to it.
Okay. Because it was one of those lists where you have to click next for each one, so I had Mel just read them to me while I typed them out. So I didn't know if that was actually in there.
No, I was adding that.
Two girls, one router. I'm going to save that one for last because it's my favorite.
Yes.
It hurts when IP.
Get it, IP?
Yeah. Okay, it's funny. It isn't that funny.
I don't know. That one tickled me.
Do you know what IP stands for?
Internet something.
Protocol.
Protocol.
I don't know if it's internet. Though.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I should know.
I would think that
I think
you
it's
would know.
Internet protocol.
Why don't you know?
I don't know. Another one says, get off my lawn. It should be get off my LAN.
It should.
Yeah. Stop stealing my internet. This one, there's some good ones here. These are all clever Wi-Fi names from chacha.com. I'm under your bed. This one is my second favorite one, FBI surveillance van.
That one is so awesome. Can you imagine you went to go get some Wi-Fi off of somebody's, and then it says FBI surveillance van, and then you'd be like, looking around.
We can hear you having sex. No free Wi-Fi for you.
Free Wi-Fi.
And my favorite one of all, virus-infected Wi-Fi.
That one is awesome.
I'm going to change my router name to something like that. Because there's a bunch in my neighborhood. And we live in a neighborhood full of old people.
Yeah.
So half of my, I could almost, if the signal was better, I could totally get away with not paying for internet.
Just steal it from
there. But the signal's not good enough. And then I thought I was like, wow, what's this one? It's really, really strong. I could maybe get away with not paying for internet. And I'm trying to connect to it, and it says no internet available. I'm like, what? Why not? And I keep trying to connect. I finally realized the name of the Wi-Fi
was no internet available.
No.
Oh.
It was like just a bunch of letters and numbers. It was HP00946822BCDRSP, whatever. Well, then it finally dawned
Highway
on me.
Patrol?
No, Hewlett Packard.
Oh.
We have a wireless printer.
Night.
Like, son of a.
Way to go.
I thought I was going to get free internet.
Way to go.
It's time to fess up. If you're stealing internet, you don't have to say your name.
No.
You don't even have to call. I just want to know, get a quick head count of everybody who's stealing internet from someone, especially apartment dwellers, I think,
apartments have to.
Are you stealing internet, and how long has this been going on? 361-5557, email or text primarily, if you want to stay anonymous.
You can call if you want.
am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 7:55. I got a text message. We had that list of the Wi-Fi names.
Yes.
Among my favorites were virus infected Wi-Fi and FBI surveillance van.
I love the FBI surveillance van one.
I actually got a text from somebody who said they were, or an email from Tony. He said, I just worked in Brookings last week. There were a couple of routers that had FBI surveillance van.
Nice.
Yeah. Another text here that says, not stealing, but another name for Wi-Fi. Pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
I like it. I like
that one too. I just wanted to take a quick head count how many people are stealing internet from people and probably apartment buildings and such. If you are, let us know. I got an email that says at work I steal it from the bar next door. Yeah, I've done that at remotes before.
I'll
be at a remote and there's Wi-Fi next door and I'll use it to Google chat my remote back instead of using the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got an email that says, I don't see it as I'm stealing it. I see it as I'm borrowing it. I say borrow because someday when I can afford internet, I'll return the favor.
Sure you will.
Okay. it is a crime, by the way, just so you know.
Is it a misdemeanor?
I'm sure it would be a misdemeanor. It's not grand theft. Well, if it went on long enough, it probably would be. Anyway,
how long would it have to go?
I don't know. Heath is on the phone. How are you, Heath?
Pretty well. I've got a quick story about stealing Wi-Fi.
Yeah?
Well, my router went out like yours, and until I could get a new one, I borrowed some Wi-Fi from my neighbor. He just had a Linksys router, just like mine. So after I was done, I went in and changed their name to Thanks for the Free Wi-Fi.
Love it.
The next day they had to change to No More Free Wi-Fi.
That's great. Thanks for the call, Heath.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't believe I never thought to put something
clever,
funny.
I know.
In there. Because, like, usually it'll just have, like, the family last name.
Yeah.
Like, all the routers in our neighborhood are like that. There's one that's just a number, like 8280 or something like that.
Like their address?
No. It's 8280.
Oh.
I have no idea what that
weird
means. Let's see. Andrew's on the phone. How are you, Andrew?
Good. I never, ever stole internet connection before, but I have a little new Wi-Fi name that you didn't mention.
Oh, okay.
It's Wi-Fight About It.
Wi-Fight About It.
I just want to wish you guys a good morning and give you that extra one.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye. I got an email that says 4 years through college, only had one bar in the corner of my house, so I bought a range extender. Problem solved. You people are all going to prison, by the way.
They're not going to prison for it.
There is a FBI serve. That's all the message said. I don't know what that, if that's a one
maybe
that
it was
people use.
FBI surveillance.
I don't know. Kevin the Shark, it's not illegal to piggyback/borrow somebody's open Wi-Fi. It's not.
I'd see. That's what I was wondering. If it's open and you don't have it password protected, how would that be illegal?
I guess. I don't know.
It's open. It's like free reign.
Yeah, but the connection isn't. I have no idea.
I don't know how it would be.
This is one of those. It is illegal to steal cable.
Right.
That, you know, to like run a cable from your house next door.
I mean, if you broke in and figured out their password or something and then got into it, I could see that being illegal. But if it's open.
Well, yeah, because like if I'm at my sister's house and I use their Wi-Fi, I'm not stealing it. I'm using it while I'm in their house.
Right. And if you're in the parking lot, you can probably get our Wi-Fi here in the building.
Yeah, but it's password protected.
Right.
We can like use 50. We can use Vernides across the street. I've used it before.
That's not illegal. That's not illegal, is it?
I actually, open. Our internet was down one day.
Yeah, we had to use it.
We
remember?
Used their internet.
See, so if it's a Wi-Fi and it's open, I don't think that it.
And one day I was actually doing a remote over there, and I was able to hit our Wi-Fi in our building from Weird. Across the street. So I was like doing work stuff.
Yeah.
Across the street. It was kind of fun. Anyway, we're just taking a head count. Are you a Wi-Fi internet stealer? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. 8 o'clock, hot104.7.
When you're
hot1047.com.